Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. Because you know the old saying, right? If you're not part of the solution, you is and will be and continue to be part of the problem. Love the ruling thing by the feds. And I know something's going to take me totally out of context, but hey, whatever. Right? That the DACA, that the edict signed by Mr. O, is illegal, unconstitutional. Look, I didn't like it when Donald Trump did it. I do not like it when Democrats, Joey B., Obama, George, but I don't like it. I don't like when they write these executive orders. Yeah, I know, hit the ground running. What do you want? When they write these executive orders, and to get around the law, to get around Congress, it's one thing to make a tweak to a law for a very short period of time. It's a whole other thing to do what these guys are doing. You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, always, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, million, gazillion, trillion ways to get involved and get engaged. Yeah, the ruling came down, I don't know, when it was, yesterday maybe? Right? That these nilly-willy, that you really can't, you can't just rewrite the law by a presidential executive order. It just doesn't work. It isn't right. So you really have to, again, Congress has got to get off its butt and do its job. When and if, the Republicans take back the House, right? They take back the Senate. When and if, they better do more than just do these, what they're talking about doing, all these investigations, right? I mean, is that all? I want them to get to the bottom of that stuff. Don't get me wrong. All right? But I want them also, let's start passing laws. Let's start putting, let's put the Democrats on notice. No joke. Let's make sure that Joe B. has to veto these bills. And then explain why he did. Put them on the defense. They're great at putting us on the defense. They do it all the time. But we need to fight back. We need to push back. Right? Anybody disagree? Seriously. All right. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Hey, listen. We found out that, but it ain't going to go anywhere. I got excited about this when I heard. But then, we're back at Hunter Biden. They say he's in the crosshairs. You got to watch out. The FBI's hunting him down. Yeah, they're all weenie charges. Right? I mean, with the millions of dollars that they have, do you really think a fine by the IRS, penalties and interest, are going to hurt Hunter? Do you really think that Hunter will spend a day in jail? Let's put it that way. Right? Now, the headline reads, the Fed's weigh charges. They were filing charges. The Fed's weigh charges against Hunter Biden. This has taken the case over a year for them to investigate and figure out what they're going to do. But they could be serving him an arrest warrant momentarily. I doubt it. Not going to happen. They're weighing whether to charge Hunter Biden with various tax and foreign lobbying violations. Oh, let's not forget the false statements that he made when he applied for the gun permit, right? Now, Fox News first reported this back in July that the federal judge investigation into Biden's son had reached critical stage. What does that mean? I don't know. The investigation is being conducted by the Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. He was appointed by Trump. Now, the news source reported back in July that the federal grand jury was looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings. They wrapped up their term. And at the time, no charges had been filed. And a former senior Justice Department official told Fox on Thursday that the government does not need to have an active grand jury in order to file charges. The official also told the news source that the renewed focus on the investigation, especially by the media, it suggests a disposition or a resolution may be imminent. Right? They're wanting this done. Maybe think this through. Maybe they want this done. Right? Before Congress, well, the Republicans take Congress, hoping that this whole double jeopardy thing will kick in, that they won't be able to go after him for things he's already either been acquitted of or charged with, and paid his fee or whatever. I'm not gonna say fine, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe they can sidestep any chance of him going to jail or getting it worse. I don't know. I'm not the lawyer here. Anyway, Attorney General Merrick Garland and Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, they know what's going on, but are they going to move on it? Got me. All right, one of your favorites, Alfonso Rachel, joins you right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always, I'm sorry, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him in. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week, and I appreciate his time with me. He is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fighting Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And, okay, what's the X thing you do now? What is that all about?
Oh, Sledge X. That's right, man.
That's that American-made, patriot-grade Christian rock that folks be needing.
Oh, and you're gender-neutral, apparently? What is that yet?
No, that's not what that means, man. That's not what that means. You know, the accident is implicative of the cross.
Oh, okay.
You know, and also, I'm a Gen Xer.
I'm sorry.
So. You're not sorry. You're jealous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. There you go. You know what? I'm seriously. I know my dad used to say it. Our old timers used to say it. I don't want to grow up in your. I wouldn't want to be a young person today. I really don't. I was fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Let's have some fun. Oh, yeah. Kanye West is back in the news.
Yeah.
he had a White Lives Matter T-shirt on, and the backlash from his own people, and I'm not just talking about the black community, I'm talking about, you know, the liberal community, the backlash is just amazing, and even life threats on him, I'm going, wow, does it really gin up that much hate?
Yeah, and you know, as the saying goes, I guess even bad publicity is good publicity.
Good publicity, yeah.
So the dude is the only thing genuine about him is that he's a genuine provocateur, right? he's going to get attention for this. I mean, really, if you really wanted to make a more redeeming statement, putting a shirt on that says white lie, and I probably his argument is, well, I'm just calling out the hypocrisy. You can't say that black lives matter. Well, what does that mean about anybody else? White lives matter too, or how would you like it if somebody said that about them? And you got white people out there wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. Yep. So why are you going to be mad if a black person wears a White Lives Matter shirt? You know, it's like, you know, I can totally understand calling out the hypocrisy. But, yeah, dude, the herd don't work that way. Okay. And it ain't going to work for them. It's not going to do anything to help them, but it'll make more attention and money for you is what it will do. And that's what you're in it for. If you really wanted to say something more redeeming and less controversial, you should have just wore a shirt that said all lives matter.
True. Very true. He said, apparently, I don't know if I believe this or not, but I did think it's funny that his dad had made a comment when he showed it to him, just started laughing. He goes, what are you laughing about? He said, that it takes a black man to state the obvious. You know? All right. Short and sweet and to the point, but you're sitting there and you're going, okay, yeah, you know, I see what you're saying. You know, there's an argument, though, from the left, that when you say all lives matter, that you take the emphasis off of what the Black Lives Matter is trying to show or trying to call out.
Yeah.
I don't think you water it down at all.
Nuh-uh.
No, I mean, unless black people aren't really alive, they just kind of exist. I mean, then they're not a life that matters. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you have Black Lives Matter, that's not even the effect isn't even watered down. Black Lives Matter itself, it cheapens the whole narrative. All lives do matter, and I get it. Where the black community is concerned, in this time, it's like people need to be reminded, hey, we matter too. Okay, maybe that's what their shirt should have said, Black Lives Matter too. But they're making it like Black Lives Matter as if, you know, it's our lives that matters and anybody else's, you know, doesn't. But like I said, in their mind, they're just trying to say that we matter too. And it needs to be apparent because people, like, are just walking over us and doing this and that. And I'm like, y'all give the people who walk on you the power to do it. That's what you do. You stick to this narrative. You stay shackled to this narrative that is keeping you down and accusing other people who didn't do it of doing it. That's y'all. You know, you guys are the ones who actually treat each other like you don't matter.
Yes.
So, you know, stop blaming us. But Kanye's move, and this, you know, really quick, Joe, the sad part about this is that, you know, you got a lot of, you know, Republican voters. They get excited about stuff like this. They love, like, they go from who cares to, yeah, they go from who cares to what these celebrities think to all of a sudden they want to throw their arms around Kanye, who's just the most ingenuous person, period. You know, but all of a sudden they love Kanye, and it makes them look, you know, it's like, dude, you guys go after this, you fawn over these people who aren't really vetted,
yeah.
You know? And forget about anybody else.
I actually get a giggle out of it. No, seriously. I mean, you know, to your point, I believe, too, he's one of those guys that likes to poke the bear. You know, this was for him. But I get the biggest kick out of it because it did exactly what he set out to do. And people, if they had just, you know, oh, he had a shirt on. Okay, great, and moved on. That would have been the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, he would have been slamming his head against the table going, what went wrong?
You folks ain't going to do that, though, Jay. And he knows it. You know,
Too much fun. Right?
Yeah.
Too much fun. Okay, let's get to something more of a little more serious and a little more important that people, to your point, you know, there's a lot of people on the right, a lot of quote-unquote Christian friends. I don't know much about this guy. I'm not a big sports guy to begin with, but, you know, Herschel Walker. And I guess his son came out, you know, all kinds of accusations have been made against him now. He forced his girlfriend to have an abortion, that he was just a really bad man. And, again, I don't know how much of this you follow, but apparently from what I've been reading, I probably read about 6 or 7 stories on him today. He became born again later on. It didn't happen when he was 6. Truly turned his life over to Christ at some point. And the commentators like myself, I haven't gotten to do it yet, but commentators like myself are like, wait a minute. When did that happen? 2.5 weeks ago? Did it happen 10 years ago? 15 years ago? What's he been like the last 10 years or 12 years? I mean, nobody wants, you know, everybody is sinless all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? From a spiritual standpoint, we're not doing him a real service if he's actually turned his life around. But what say you?
Well, like you, man, I'm not a big sports buff. And, you know, in terms of what, you know, Herschel Walker is, I don't, you know, him being, you know, going into the political arena, you got to know that people will try to dig up dirt on you, and not even dig up dirt, but you're going to try to make up dirt.
Oh.
And, you know, even it's fair game. Even your family is
Hit this on the other side of the break, but I don't want to let this go because too many people are blindly sticking out for him and too many people are nailing him to the wall. So let's hit this a little bit more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Zoe and Joe, be back right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is increasing food stamp benefits in response to rising inflation. Monthly SNAP allowances are going up by 12.5%. That's about $100 per month for a family of four. The price of oil is expected to jump after OPEC Plus announced they plan to reduce production of oil by 2 million barrels a day. On board Air Force One, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese shares one thing the administration thinks will bring prices down.
What we believe needs to happen, consistent with market principles, is that the energy companies need to reduce retail prices to reflect the price that they're paying for the wholesale gas.
Republicans argue that oil companies are not price gouging and the Biden administration needs to ramp up domestic oil production. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, you need to make sure that you got the information so you don't get out there and talking kind of stupid. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me before we get back on some of the things we were talking about. Hey, I looked up over my shoulder, and apparently the governor of New York said... You ready for this? You sitting down? Yeah, you're sitting down. Good. New York City is the safest large city in the country.
All right.
She looked like she convinced you, buddy.
Which part? Which part of New York?
I guess it depends on what is safe. What she considers safe. Well, they're not shooting her anyway, so.
Well, yeah, is it the safe place, maybe where those privileged communities that do have most of those white Democrat voters? Yeah, probably safe there.
I love these people. They're so unaware, right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go back to Herschel Walker, but I saw that. I almost lost it laughing for a second. Back to Herschel Walker, though. And as I talked to you during the break and in the last segment, I said, look, the sad part about all this is for the non-believer, they're not going to get this at all. But for the believer who understands that, you know, in 2000, all this stuff happened before 2009. In 2009, some people call it a conversion, but in 2009, Herschel, accepted Christ, turned his life around, and he has been on, I won't say the straight and narrow because nobody's perfect, but I'll say he has been working at, doing the right thing, living the right life, that kind of stuff. So, when do we start sticking up for our own?
Yeah, so I'm listening, you said he's, and it's funny because Joe would be like saying all the time, yo, you need to get informed. And I didn't even know about this until you mentioned it to me. So I was not informed and engaged on this, but piecing the stuff together, if we're saying that he's, you know, Herschel didn't have anything like, you know, snide to say about his son in return or anything like that. He's, instead, he congratulated. He just finished college and whatnot. So I'm pretty sure his son went off to college and got, you know, mind-humped by the liberals there, and is most likely a little godless heathen himself and decided that his dad is the enemy and is going to start talking dirt about his dad, one. And two, the judgment, you're making these judgments. And liberals claim to be non-judgmental, but you're judging your dad who has come to Christ. It's like, look, man, before Christ, yeah, the world does. I've repented. If I've done those things, I'm sorry about those things, and I don't want to do those things anymore. Whereas you are, just like Satan, the accuser, because that's what his name means, you don't sit there like a little Satan and just keep on accusing me and not let me grow and not let me change. You guys claim to be the progressives. Why don't you just go ahead and let me progress in the Lord and be a new person? But you want to hold me to that.
Yeah, I love that term progressive, because they're really not progressive. If anything, they're regressive.
Progressive, you know? Is cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right, I'll give you that one. But seriously, when you think about what they do and how they beat up on people, you look at the statues that they want to remove, the things they want to do from the past, and I'm thinking, you know, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the road, when you start looking at your past and you get honest with yourself, you're going to sit there and go, ooh, I did that?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, I mean, they kind of forget truly what, you know, what their life is going to be all about, aren't they? Don't they? Yeah. Well, we all do it, I guess, but yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, it's, you know, sometimes I look back on my life and I'm like, oh, Lord, where the brain bleach at? Hook it up. Doesn't it say something in the Bible like you bleach them like wide and slow? Can I get some of that, like, right now? Because I'd be cool to unsee that. You know what I'm saying?
There's been times, every once in a while, you know, you have, as you get a little older, something will come up on TV or you think about something and then you have a flashback to something you did as a teenager in your 20s and 30s. You go, oh my God, did I really do that? Was I really that dull? And seriously, I thought I was all that and more. And I said this to so-and-so, oh God, that was bad. That was terrible.
Yeah.
You know? seriously. And so you do have to step back and think about what you did. And that's the deal. I mean, if Jesus made us keep dwelling on the stuff that we did, we'd never get ahead. We'd never move forward. We'd be sitting curled up in a ball in the corner going, oh, my God, how can you forgive me? I can't sin. I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. You're not supposed to go in circles with that stuff. It's like the word calls that like a dog returning to its vomit. You know, it's like, you know, don't keep revisiting that. You know, it's like you're supposed to be a new creature, man. You walk with the Lord and you're just like, look, man, I'm going to lean on you to not be that person anymore. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Well, you know what's funny was I interviewed and got to talk several times since to Abby Johnson. You know who she is? She was the woman who did the movie Unplanned with Planned Parenthood. And you can see her still well up now, but she said she knows that she was responsible for over 22,000 abortions. Think about that. Okay? She said she bought into the narrative that it was a clump of cells. She bought into all of that. She thought she was helping young girls who were in trouble. Okay? And no, it had been so beat into her verbally, she never even gave a thought that it could be a human being until she actually saw one performed. I mean, I think she was with Planned Parenthood for 8 years. Never seen one performed. All right? And she said the biggest problem that she had after her conversion, after truly accepting Christ and repenting for what she did, was this kept coming back to haunt her. She couldn't, for the longest time, she couldn't get it out of her head. Until, you know, a pastor finally sat with her, friends finally sat with her and said, look, you're either cleansed or you're not. You're either forgiven or you're not. You can't profess that you're forgiven when you're sitting there so guilty all the time.
Yeah.
And look at what she's taking. She's taking that guilt. She's taking that the energy that she was putting in her guilt. And look at the good stuff she's done, huh?
Amen, man. It's like you can't feel guilty like Judas. That doesn't go well.
It doesn't, you know, doesn't end well. Right?
Yeah, you don't want that kind of guilt, and you got to take that to the Lord. And there's a reason why we feel guilty about it, because it's wrong. You know, you're not supposed to feel like you know, numb about it or anything like that. And coming to Christ doesn't make you numb to it per se, or calloused, or anything like that. But the peace that the Lord gives you, that's one thing. You haven't forgotten what you've done. You know, but the peace about it, the peace with him, not at peace with what you did. But the peace with him eclipses that. You know what I'm saying? Where you know that, hey, what I did was wrong, and I ain't doing that anymore.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, all right, so I've got another earth-shattering revelation for you.
Oh.
Okay. You sitting down?
Yeah,
you're
sitting
down. Okay. You remember, remember Scooby-Doo?
Right? Oh, no.
Everybody.
Oh, no, Daddy.
Right? See, you did watch it. I've got some bad news for you. Apparently,
yeah.
Velma is a lesbian.
Yeah.
She held it back. I've got to believe she was bisexual, and I'll tell you why. Remember in the early cartoons, who was she always goo-goo over? Shaggy, right? Her eyes got all starry. She was just the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, I guess Warner Brothers or whatever has decided that to be for the video the cartoon to be more inclusive, you have to Velma has to be gay. Why not the pretty one? Why do they the short, stubby one? Why wouldn't they make the pretty one? I don't understand.
Or even Shaggy. It's like, Shaggy, are you oblivious, man? And you could tell that, you know, because people are like, they're looking at Velma. It's like, you know what, dude? Come on, man. Velma is secretly hot. She is, you know. He's like, you throw a little eye, you know, like some eyeshadow or like a little lip liner on her or whichever, however they there make it. You throw a little bit on there, she'd be hot, right? Just as hot as Daphne. And Shaggy ain't seeing that. Is he too stoned? You know, and hang around with his dog, you know, licking food off his dog, and they're licking food off each other and stuff like that. It's like, is he the, you know, is he either gay or pansexual or something like that? And he should have jumped on that, but he didn't. It took too long, and now Velma is a lesbian. Dang it, leave our old school cartoons alone. Stop making them gay.
Well, it's kind of like, why do this after all these years? To your point, come up with your own cartoon. Come up with a whole new cartoon. You could only go after the old stuff. Good for you, you know? I mean, just a new. But I had my own shocker today, my own jolt, and it was not for what some people will think is obvious. I talked about this the other day. I walked into Lowe's to return something, and I'm just trucking on in there. And I had to come to a screeching stop for two reasons. Since when do they put up Christmas ornaments at the end of September? I mean,
right?
See? I walked in the store, and the first thing I walk into, oh no, you have to wait now. You gotta hear this. Joe was your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more to talk about inside the break. We'll be right back. I'm not telling you either until we come back.
Okay.
I was like, whoa, what? Wait.
We won't blow that on the green.
Oh, and here's another good one, too. They're just finding out those electric cars that were in the...
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Grill Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Let me bring him back in. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoe Loft, and just a wonderful musician. And where do we get some of that great music of yours?
You're making me have a Velma Jenkins moment, which is that you're just saying that because it's true.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, but without the homosexuality, I ain't saying that.
Okay, thank you. I'm not eating yet, but go ahead.
So I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, Zoloft, the Zopian Den, Sledge X, Soul Food Radio is going to be coming back. And, I'm just imagining Velma Jenkins and somebody's like going to go grab her head and pull her mask off, and it's going to be flipping, I don't know,
it's going to be the Jenner. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And I would have gotten away from it, too, if it wasn't for you straight kids.
God. You read this. Okay, I'm going to get to the story in a second, but you know there was a gay bromance that came out over the weekend, and it cost them $22.8 million to make it, right? And I can't remember the guy's name. He's a gay comedian or what have you. And when you see little clips of it, it is definitely, you know, a gay bromance, right? And so I'm listening to these people talk, and the producer, before the movie hit the street, said, if you're one of those homophobic people, if you don't believe in this and you don't believe in that and you're not accepting, don't come see my movie. And then what's he do afterward? You already know what's going to happen, right? I mean, the movie grossed like $2.1 million or whatever it was. And he goes, you know why? Because the homophobic people didn't come out and see the movie. Like, well, you told us not to. Okay? I mean, you told anybody who wasn't 100% on board with you not to show up. Just doing what you said. And then, you know, on top of that, let's be honest about it. Who the heck wants to see, not just, I don't care whether it's gay, lesbian, I don't want to go to the movie and watch somebody else's romance and thing happening. You know, I want to go have fun. I want to watch something funny or you know, something keeps you on the edge of your seat. Those kind of things, you know? Bring back Rocky.
There you go. You know, the romantic films, you know, I mean, you know, some guys dig them. I mean, but, you know, we're not really Hallmark Channel or Lifetime Channel, like, you know, romance, you know, kind of guys. And admittedly, though, man, I do dig the Doris Day movies, like Pillow Talks and stuff like that. Himself being a homosexual, right?
Right. I'm not going to say
more that. Manly than, I guess, you know, than, you know, a lot of these cats.
Does Carrie know about you? I mean, seriously.
Hey, she turned me on to those movies. Did she really?
Yeah, oh, she's poisoning you? Oh, my
God. Yeah, she's like, you got to see Pillow Talk, man. And I'm like, you know, of course, a guy can be like, sure, babe, yeah, let's watch Pillow Talk. If that'll make you happy, if that'll give me, like, second base, and stuff like that, let's watch it. And I ended up liking it, man. But yeah, you're right, man. It's like, don't come see this movie, you know, and then people don't go see it. Now he's all butthurt about it. And the thing is, This is very telling about, you know, the gay community. Now, I think you probably agree with this, Joe. Look, if this is what they want to do, we don't agree with it, but make your own movies.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to co-op somebody like you're doing with the superhero movies and like you're doing with Scooby-Doo and all that stuff. Make your own stuff. Make your stuff for other people to be interested in. We've said that. We don't agree with what you do, but, you know, go ahead and do it. There's a market. There's a demographic for you to go ahead and do that.
Right.
And but they're proving that that's not enough for them, even though they're the ones who say, don't go see it. And what we do in our private lives and our bedrooms is our business. But they want to make it everybody's business. And they want to drag everybody into their perversion and get all mad if you don't want to be involved in it. It's like, hey, man, what happened to live and let live? You guys go do your thing, you know, and leave us alone. Yeah. Leave us the hell alone.
No, it's been my argument all along. It's kind of like, why, you know, really, why do you have to force us? You know, I always say about the Bible, it's not an acceptance, it's a tolerance. And right. They don't like that word, tolerance. They go, look, I have to tolerate it because my Bible tells me I don't have to accept it. And I'm not going to. And I'm not going to accept you telling my kids this is all great and wonderful and all this other stuff. Doesn't right. work that way. Okay? Right. However, you have a right to exist. Okay, you have and God doesn't call me to, you know, at least in the New Testament, He don't call me to do any physical harm to you or anything like that, and not supposed to.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. But just again, just nuts. All right.
It is, man.
I need psychiatric care. Okay. Now, I walked into Lowe's.
Here we go.
I walked into Lowe's the other day. Okay. And there was this mom next to me, not in front of me or behind me. She's come, you know, the doors are pretty big. She comes at the same time. She's got two kids, one on each hand. They come walking the door. I go walking the door. I look up, and there's two sanity clauses right there in front of me. What? No. This gets better. Mm-hmm. One white and one black. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going, all right, I got a couple problems with this. One is, if you really want to be inclusive, where's the Asian? Where's the Hispanic? I go down the whole list, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently you didn't want to. Apparently, it's truly a black and white issue, if you would. So now this kid comes in, and he's looking at his mom like, there's two Santas? I thought there was only one Santa. And I'm like, I don't care if you make him black, red, green, I don't care what color he is. Take the other one away. All right, that's number one. Number two, why do we have Christmas ornaments out right now? I'm listening to Christmas songs. I'm going, wait a minute, we haven't passed Thanksgiving. We haven't passed Halloween or Thanksgiving. What are we, Thanksgiving ain't around no more? That's it?
Hey, Joe, I tell you what, man. If they want to have two, if they want to have a white and black Santa there, do it. Because at least that way, you don't have to worry about them coming and say, hey, how come we don't have Kwanzaa up in here? So, you know, people coming in and the social justice boys and all that.
Don't tell them this stuff.
Right? So that way the stores won't be like giving up the Kwanzaa and all that sort of stuff. We got black and white Santa Claus. Hey, that leave well enough alone. That's good. That's fine. And as far as Christmas ornaments being up, the only thing I don't like, man, is, dude, let us enjoy autumn. Autumn for me is like I love autumn. Oh, my goodness.
I agree with you.
Harvest season, man. We're talking to the Lord, man. And maybe the Lord will come get us in autumn. Maybe that's why autumn just feels so soothing and just awesome in the air, man. And it just goes by so fast, right?
Well, you're really an old fogey, aren't you? Autumn? Who uses that term anymore?
Yeah, autumn. Autumnal. Autumnal, even. Autumn spice. I don't even say pumpkin spice. I'm a man. I say autumn spice.
Are you a pumpkin, like, spice drinking person?
I'm an autumn spice drinking person. I'm a man. I drink autumn spice. And I like my pumpkin spice like autumn.
Wow.
I tell you what, though, Joe. I tell you what, man. I walked in, I walked in Lowe's, and all the Christmas stuff is out. And for some reason, man, I was like, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know what? I almost miss it when Christmas ornaments started going up in, like, flipping late August. I almost miss it, you know, because the world has been getting so crazy. Man, maybe we need some of that Christmas cheer, man. And I'm not talking about Christmas as the commercial holiday or anything. I'm talking about the celebration of Christ being born. You know, he wasn't born on the 25th, and the Bible actually tells us when he was born, but that's a whole other thing. But, you know, but just that we could agree that the Savior was born, we just have a day to agree to that. Cool, yep. Man, we need that, man. We need it.
You are definitely more of an optimist in that realm than I am. I know Christ can touch anybody's heart. I got all of that. But, you know, you got people screaming that it shouldn't be called Christmas and it shouldn't be this and it shouldn't be that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sit there and go, you know, what's your objection to Christmas? Let me see. The worst one I would imagine is peace on earth, goodwill towards men. We can't have that now, can we?
Mm-mm.
I mean,
yeah.
What's the objection? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
God. And the Jews just went through what? The Day of Atonement.
Yeah. Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm somewhat familiar, but not totally familiar. But, you know, there's another. And they don't call my true Jewish friends have always said to me, we don't call them holidays. For us, they're holy days, okay? That kind of thing. And she did, one of my friends brought up a good point. She goes, look, Good Friday is a big deal for you, right? I said, yeah. She says, on our holy days, we're actually in synagogue. On your holy days, I see your kids on the baseball field, the basketball field. They go to the beach for the day. And she nailed me. She was right. You know, I mean, seriously. I thought it was kind of funny that she put it in that light. But she was right. So,
yeah.
All right. And we got about a minute and change. We talked about the thin blue line flag last week, right?
I think so.
Okay. And now that issue is starting to ramp up even more. But what I think is really funny is white folks saying there's a certain group, just say it. Why are you beating around the bush? There's a certain group of people that feel oppressed by this flag. You go, really? Has anybody actually sat them all in a room or sat with a bunch of black folks maybe or socially economically challenged Hispanics and said, really, does this flag really bother you? Has anybody done that or you just take it for granted? You got 20 seconds. Go.
You know, I imagine, yeah, there is a certain group of people who feel oppressed by that flag. It's anybody who commits crime and wants to get away with it.
I always said, yeah, if you're the thuggery group, yeah, the flag's going to make you feel bad. Just like that police car with the flashing lights is going to make you feel bad. All right, quick, where do people find you?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, /X, Soul Food Radio.
Right. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. We're going to talk to the dad who lost his son to fentanyl, but he turned it into a positive thing, and how he's going all through the country trying to make people understand. Be back in a few minutes.